Malachy Canning, good morning.
Greg, how you doing? Thanks very much for having me on.
No, it's my pleasure. Listen, supporting local, that's what we're all about here.
That's right.
That's what we rely on, so why not? Gourmet Foods. This has been up and running since 2013, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. Well, we had we had the first shop on the Pierce Road there. It was called Big Mal's, but then we had to relocate over here to across from the old Dunn store. So we just kind of rebranded it while we had the chance, and we called it Gourmet Food. So we're just sandwiching between the McFadden's chemist shop there and Paddy Gildea's butcher shop. So we've been here now for well over a year.
And it's going well for you?
It's business is tight. There's no two ways about it, you know, but you just have to keep the head down and keep going. Plenty of competition. Competition's rife, you know, but no, we're happy enough with it, you know. We're soldiering on. And
we're getting more and more appreciative of food in this county. Well, at least I sense that, whether it's the case or not, but you just see there's some amazing people selling amazing products.
There is, that's for sure. We're flying the flag. That's no two ways about that, and it's great to see it, you know. People are putting them the effort, so they are, and you know, hopefully they'll get the rewards for it. But Donegal seems to be putting itself on the map from a culinary point of view. There's no two ways about that, and we have so much to offer, you know. And I mean, we have the best of fresh meat on our doorstep, and there's so many wee local butchers, you know, doing their best to promote the local stuff. And you know, I would like to take this chance, you know, to encourage people to, you know, to do their best for the small shops and to give them a chance, you know, because they're putting in a big effort in the face of fierce competition
and creating, you know, employment and paying taxes,
right.
And paying,
that's for sure, yeah,
paying rates, which I'm sure you're delighted about.
That's right, yeah.
Now, The Taste of Success is a telly show on RTE, and you're involved. Tell us about it.
The Taste of Success, it's a program that RTE have been running now this last couple of years. They do it in conjunction with Lidl, and I had been keeping an eye on it this last couple of years, and I always said to myself, I would like to enter my burger into it. I pride myself on having one of the best burgers in Donegal, so I took the ball by the horns this year, and I filled out the application form back in May, and I sent it off, not expecting to get much of a response, but thankfully I did. They phoned me back looking for samples, which I sent off, and they were very, very happy with the samples, which resulted in us going to the Hudson Bay Hotel in Athlone for an interview. There was, you could kind of compare it to the X Factor style thing. You went into a room and there was four judges sitting in front of you looking at you.
You didn't sing, no.
Thankfully, I didn't have to sing, no. But I had my burger with me, and we cooked the burger there. We cooked two of the burgers in front of the judges, and they all sampled them, and they were delighted with the taste of the burger.
What a great endorsement! Now, there's a great prize if you were to win this, isn't there?
Oh, for sure. The outright winner gets $100,000 to help them develop the product, which would be brilliant. And then Lidl then stock the winning product on all their 140 plus stores in the country. So it would be a massive achievement to get to that stage.
Unbelievable. When can we see you on the telly then, Malachy? Has it been aired?
The first two regional finals have already been aired. The Dublin final has been aired, and the Cork one was aired last Tuesday. So the Ulster Connacht one now has been aired this Tuesday night, which I'm heavily involved in. So I was the only person to get through from the whole Donegal area. So I was delighted with it, you know.
Absolutely brilliant. So we'll look forward to that.
Yeah.
Describe your burger for us, because I'm starving here.
Oh, well, now there's only one way to describe it. Hey, it's the best burger in town. No two ways about that. So.
And we hope you go on all the way. Can you imagine? You need the 100 grand to upscale to fill out all these stores. So I presume that's the logic of the first prize.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what would happen? I mean, there's no way that you could produce, you know, enough burgers. So what would happen is you would pass the recipe onto a producer, onto a producer for you, and they would take on the contract then for Lidl. But I mean, your name and all would be on it, you know. So plus you'd have the 100,000 in your back pocket, which wouldn't be a bad day's work.
No, indeed. Listen, we wish you the very, very best luck and continued success and keeping the family tradition going. And we hope it goes well for you and continues to go as well.
Listen, thanks very much, Graham.
My pleasure, Malachy.
We'll see you all on Tuesday night.
All right, looking forward to it. That's our own Malachy Canning, who owns the Gourmet Foods in Letterkenny, taking part in that competition. The Taste of Success, it's on RTE Tuesday night. $100,000 first prize, and then get your product stocked in all of those stores, the little stores right across the country.